Anne-Marie, you're also an officer of the National Association as well as heading this chapter, right?
Yes, I'm one of the officers trying to find trying to set up for each state to have someone that's represented or have a chapter. So it's called an expansion of what we do have. So I get names when people join from our officer of membership, and it's a closed membership. No one is allowed to have those names because that's our confidentiality with our ladies. But if I get a call from someone from another state that doesn't have a chapter, then I ask them, hey, you need four officers and the interest. Do you think you could start a chapter? So we're trying to see if we can get a chapter or at least a representative of each state.
And how you said that you are looking for Rosies. What are some of the techniques you use to try to flush them out? How do you try to find the Rosies?
Well, we try to get a hold of maybe some of the organizations in the town. Maybe there was a war plant in there. So we put out a plea for where the war plants were, like Willow Run in Michigan. We had one of our conventions there at Dearborn, Michigan last year. Like I say, this year it's going to be in Omaha. Mm-hmm. So it seems like whenever we go into a town to have one of our reunions or our conventions, then that stirs up membership. And that's how we're finding people. So when those folks have an interest to have a membership in the association, then we try to go to them and say, hey, we don't have a representative in your state. Would you be interested? And some of our ladies are Rosies, and they're older, and they don't really want to start a chapter or anything. Mm-hmm. I just talked to a lady in Santa Monica, California. I mean, she sounded young on the phone, but she goes, I'm 93. I can't start a chapter, which was kind of cute, and I really enjoyed talking mm-hmm. with her. But usually, maybe even through the American Legion, because there's ladies' legions there. So we are dipping into what's already established, and maybe they have older women, because a lot of our Rosies now are deceased, maybe in a nursing home or someplace where they can't remember what mm-hmm. they used to do. So we're really reaching out for the young women of today. Well, I'm not young. I mean, I'm a 1946 lady, but these mothers and grandmothers need to find out, what did your grandmother do during the war? And that's how we're finding people, is through the question and personal contact.